Welcome, I'm Ryan Hicks, and this is Modern Business, the podcast to learn from franchise business leaders and explore new business technology. Our community is about sharing knowledge and tools that help us achieve our goals in business and beyond. Thanks for being here, and welcome to Modern Business. Hey, welcome back to Modern Business Podcast. This is Ryan Hicks, and I am accompanied by the worthy Mr. Zach Fishman. And the topic of conversation today, we're going to be doing a comprehensive review of all the different franchise conferences. You know, as we're in full swing here in 2020, I'm not quite sure where half of the month of January has already went, but I was chatting with Zach and we thought it might be a good time to record kind of a complete overview of all the different franchise conferences that are out there, because there's a lot of good events that you can attend to learn. But we wanted to just make it easy and kind of put all the information into one place as I talk to prospective clients and franchise friends and find myself dropping out links or sharing information on conferences. So we thought it might be a good opportune time to put it all in one place here on a podcast. But Zach, before we pack our travel bags, drop a hot take on how the new year was and what you've been up to in Fishman PR land.
Well, I'm reluctant to say Happy New Year to everybody, because I don't know if anybody saw that new Curb Your Enthusiasm episode last night, but it's apparently 20 days is a little bit too long. Apparently the limit is 3 days from what Larry David says. So hope all has been well for everybody. And I know that you've been hearing some of our podcasts since the new year. Really happy that you guys can join us again here. Have been up to a lot of great things here in Chicago, actually getting acclimated. As we'll go over, you're going to notice that there was kind of a little bit of a lull in January in terms of events. And so I think Ryan and I are both very thankful, considering how much traveling we did this summer, that we don't really have to travel that much this month, which is nice. That does not mean that next month will be and it will be calm, but you know, it is nice to kind of have a little bit of relaxation and sit in the office and actually do our day jobs, which is always good. And really looking forward to talking everybody through all this, because this is a problem that I have seen and that, you know, a lot of people, including my esteemed co-host on the phone, ask me about conferences and when they are, because I have my little spreadsheet because of course I do. But this will just be nice and neat for everybody just to be able to go back and refer back to anything that they're wondering about.
Yeah, Zach, maybe one of the other things that we can do, as you just alluded to your amazing spreadsheet game, is maybe drop a couple of cents of wisdom in terms of, you know, how you think about preparing for some of the conferences. You know, that helps. It's helpful as a supplier, but also obviously for franchisors and anybody that's investing into conferences, you want to make sure that you attend them, not only for the education, but with a game plan as far as networking and all the rest. So kind of the purpose of this and how we want to roll down it, whether we're taking into account the wide range of our audience, whether you're a franchisor, you might be a supplier, you might be a franchisee. And then we also have folks that are interested in franchising as the audience. So kind of the buckets that Zach and I wanted to talk through is really, we wanted to hit on all, and we want to do it and not get too long-winded, but we want to make sure that we chat through. So Zach, I think probably the best place to start would be the conferences and the events that IFA puts on. And mm-hmm. I know that we have one coming up here in a couple of weeks in Orlando, but let's start and just run down IFA conferences, I guess, starting with the annual convention, which is obviously February 8th through 11th. I think they're the official dates. It's going to be in Orlando, and hopefully you've booked up tickets to that for the folks in the audience. But Zach, comments and any feedback on the IFA conference?
You know, I think that a lot of people have asked me, I sit on the membership committee for the IFA, and a lot of people ask me what the benefit of it is. And I think that, I mean, I know that Ryan, you and I both are very involved when it comes to the content that is being driven at the IFA, rather we're speaking or we're leading a roundtable or something of that nature. I think it's very, very easy when you're new to get drowned out in the IFA, and when You have been in the industry for a long time to feel like it's the same thing over and over again. But I would encourage people to look at it more as a networking opportunity. To me, the more parties and the more cocktail hours I'm going to, the more that I feel like I get out of it as a supplier and as a franchisor. It's really the more people that you actually get in a room and talk to, I think, is because it's really all about you being able just to meet as many people as possible, simply because there is just no other event in franchising that has as many people in one room as as we have at the IFA. And so I would encourage folks to kind of look at it through a different lens. And it is about the content too, but I think that the networking at the IFA is really important. And I think that one of the best parts about the IFA is that they do make it so there are tracks, and I would really follow those, because you are going to begin to be in the same rooms over and over and over again with people that you're interested in reaching out to and talking to and learning from. And so I would suggest kind of staying, if franchise development is your bag and that's what you're looking for, or operations, or, you know, or if it's marketing or whatever it may be, they have tracks for all of that, and they give you kind of a little cheat sheet so you can go along and follow those accordingly, so you can really get what you're looking for out of the conference.
Excellent feedback. A couple of other points to note on the conference in terms of some of the general session content, because there's amazing, tons and tons of amazing breakout panels and tracks and all the rest, as Zach just mentioned. But from some of the folks that you may have heard of, Simon Sinek, who gave that now famous TED Talk, Start With Why. He's going to be keynoting. There's also going to be Trent Shelton, who's a former NFL athlete. He's a motivational speaker. Literally, some of his videos, I was looking on his Facebook page, some of his videos get 180 plus million views. So this guy obviously has a few worthy things to say. And, they're both going to bring a tailored message for the franchise audience. So I think folks can get a lot of value of that. Also, I just got an email from David Barr, and he mentioned that the president, chief concept officer of KFC is going to be also in some of the general session kind of headline content. So whether it's the general body where 4,000 folks in franchising get together all in one room, which is really exciting because you never know who you're going to sit next to and all that stuff, or it's the breakout content tracks, it's obviously the biggest franchise community convention of the year. So be sure that you are attending.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. I know it does seem a little daunting, but I think at the end of the day, it really is. There's nothing like it. It's so close to the Super Bowl for a reason. It's the franchise. It's our Super Bowl. It's where you meet as many people as you can. So, I think I strongly suggest if folks have never been, that they definitely look into it. As if you do join, if you have never been a member of the IFA, and you do join, you actually do have the ability to get some free, you're going to have some promotional deals that you'll be able to have in terms of free convention registrations and things of that nature. So it is really advantageous if you are not a member to definitely check it out. I would not go to the IFA if you were not a member, because it is going to be pretty cost prohibitive for you. So it is more worth it at the end of the day to kind of have that bundle package, so to speak, and get that free entrance while also becoming a member of the IFA and all the different things that the IFA can do for you.
Well said, and good advice. And just so you know, folks, we're not going to break down every single conference in this amount of detail. So I think we'll just kind of go through the rest of the IFA conferences. And by the way, for this first part, all of the IFA events, you can obviously find it at franchise.org. For the convention, there's a tab. If you're not registered or if you're not a member, you can do so right there on that website. And we'll also drop a contact in the show notes. If you want to just email someone, maybe you're not a member and you want to be, you could either reach out to Zach, and we'll put a couple of contacts in the show notes. Zach, what's up next in terms of IFA events?
So the IFA has a couple other things over the course of the year. In addition to the IFA convention, they do have a couple events that prioritize their government relations background. So the FAN meeting, which is stands for Franchise Action Network, which is the franchise, which is the political action committee that the IFA has, you know, sponsored and everything of that nature, and that, you know, the IFA cultivates over the course of time, and, you know, what we all donate graciously to every year. That is an event that they hold where you're able to go and visit the Hill and kind of talk about all the issues that are relevant to you, to your local, to your local government officials on the Hill. That is typically the second week of September, the second, so that typically falls just after Labor Day. And then in addition to that, they do have some smaller things. There's some several franchise development seminars that they have over the course of the year. Typically there's two, one on the first half of the year and one in the second half. And then actually this is going to be the third year of it, but they do have an operational summit, which they held in New Orleans last year. It had about 200 people, and it really has grown quite a bit. The IFA saw quite a need for you know, the operational aspects of franchising, and they felt that it was really important to have an event that really spotlighted that particular discipline. And so that's going to grow and grow more and more as the years go by. And then the last
that's little in Chicago one, this year, Zach.
I believe it's might be in Chicago this year.
Yeah, September 30th through October 1st in Chicago at the Intercontinental.
Oh, well, it looks like I'm not going far. But in addition to that, another conference, which is not quite small, but it is a little bit more narrow-minded, but it is a really great place to learn about the nuances of your FDD and, you know, the legal aspects of being a franchisor, or if you're a supplier, just to learn about the space and to really know how to walk the walk and talk the talk, is the Legal Symposium. And typically that falls just before the summer. That actually has, it's probably one of the IFA's most heavily attended events, but it is a little bit drier for some people than for others, but it is something that is important for folks to get their arms around if they are curious about, you know, the nuances of, you know, what actually allows us to be franchisees and franchisors versus just another type of business. So those are some of the other things. And I know, Ryan, there's a couple other events that they hold that you'll probably be talking about as well. Two in particular that I'm speaking of.
Yep. So two other ones, and then we'll just give a quick recap kind of down chronologically of the IFA events, but two other ones, the marketing MIT MITCON Marketing and Innovation Technology Conference is typically in October. It's the past couple of years it's been down in Austin. I'd presume it would be in the same place. And that's a very marketing specific marketing track conference. It's usually over the course of a couple of days. It's not a big long event, but there's a lot of really great content. And then the emerging conference for emerging franchisors is in November. I have no clue where it's going to be this year. I don't know if it's announced yet, but those two, October and November, for those conferences as well. And there's a complete list. Franchise.org has a complete list of their events. You just navigate over, you know, /events, and that'll take you to the page. And so kind of rounding that out, you've got IFA in February in Orlando. The Legal Symposium is in May. Franchise Action Network is in September. That's in Washington, D.C. Legal Symposium's in Washington, D.C. as well, by the way. MITCON's October, Emerging is November, and then September 30th through October 1st, should have been in between the other two, but that's which is the operations conference, that's in Chicago. So I think that covers all the main bases of IFA.
Yes, no, absolutely. And if you guys, and if you folks have any other questions about the IFA conferences and, you know, the benefits of being a member, please feel free to reach out to Ryan or myself if you are curious about, you know, who should be going from your organization to each of these conferences. The IFA does try to highlight different disciplines within the conferences that they host, just to ensure that everybody is being taken care of in that respect. So please feel free to reach out if you guys have any questions about this.
Absolutely. So next up, Franchise Update puts on three conferences that we'll speak to, starting with the multi-unit conference. That one is April 14th through 17th. It's in Las Vegas, Nevada. Zach, I don't know if you caught that fight this weekend, but Las Vegas is always a fun place to be. that was a quick one. But any thoughts, any thoughts on the multi-unit conference? Obviously, the the folks that are attending that conference. You've got a lot of really a lot of franchisees, whether they're a single unit and wanting to grow to multiple units, and then also a lot of the big multi-unit folks attend. And it's a really great place as a brand to be able to go get in front of those folks. And you know, as they're walking the floor, you want to have your team there putting your brand, putting your best foot forward. But Zach, any thoughts or comments or additions to that on multi-unit conference?
Folks, just for you guys to know, it is a little bit more of a sophisticated investor, as I'm sure you'd imagine, that goes there. I would say not all, but a very solid amount of the people who are attending the multi-unit conference as an exhibitor. More often than not, is a food brand. The food, as folks who are in the space know, the food probably accounts for a pretty solid amount of what actually is franchised in the United States. But there are a lot of concepts that are, you know, for folks who are looking to diversify their portfolio that do actually participate in that conference too. One thing to also note, folks, is that because you are trying to get in front of such a sophisticated investor, it is something that I would recommend if you are a new franchisor that you work your way up to a little bit more. If that is your goal is to get in front of those people, there are ways that are a little bit more, you know, cost friendly to actually attend that type of conference. It is you really have to earn the right to be at something like that just because of the cost to actually not only attend, but being in Vegas during a prime conference season, during the prime conference season time, in addition to the fact that the booth is a pretty penny, but you do certainly get out of it what you are paying for. So it is worth it. It's just, it is quite a bit about it. It is a little bit riskier for those smaller brands. So just wanted to caution people if they are thinking about it that, you know, and I know that the franchise update team will even say this. It's just that, you know, it's not for everybody in the beginning. You kind of have to work your way up to it because it is quite an expense, but it is certainly worth it once you get there.
Well said. I think their next conference this year is the Consumer Marketing Conference. So that's going to be in Atlanta, Georgia, unless that's changed. I don't think it has, but Atlanta, Georgia, no. June 18th through 20th. And the focus of the conference is in the name, Consumer Marketing Conference. And so it's a really, really great conference to attend. Last year was the first year I think that it used to be kind of consumer and development focus, and they made a slight change this past year. I know they had for example, the former chief innovation officer of Walt Disney came, Duncan Wardle. He had a really great keynote presentation to get brands kind of thinking out of the box as it relates to innovation. And, you know, from the general session pillar content all the way to the very specific panel discussions and workshops that they have relating to consumer marketing, you've got the best minds in franchising, both on the supplier side as well as the franchisor side, sharing ideas, iron sharpening iron as it relates to bringing back tactical stuff that you can use to execute. And I thought it was a really good conference last year. I'm looking forward to it again this year, and that's going to be June 18th through the 20th. Any thoughts on that one, Zach?
No, not at all. And I think that it's probably a good segue for me to talk a bit about, because this is more my discipline, is the Franchise Leadership and Development Conference, lovingly known as FLDC. And that's going to be the 14th to the 16th of this year, folks. I believe, to my knowledge, it looks like it may even be a little later. Or they're deciding still.
October.
I think that's really what it is. October.
October 14th through 16th. Yeah.
And I think with this, folks, is that this is a little bit. This is probably their second largest conference. And what I find is that this is really the place if you want to be able to network with your franchise development professionals. The hotel that they have is just big enough to accommodate everybody, which I think is perfect. Most people stay there. It is kind of the most optimal place that I find year over year to be able to network with people, because it is such an insular conference space. So it really does make it easy to be able to just chat with everybody that you want to chat with within the franchise development discipline. So if you are looking to learn from, if you're looking to pick up a mentor or a board member, or if you're looking to find a new franchise development person, or if you're looking to find a franchise sales organization to represent you, Or if you're looking to learn a little bit more about franchise development, just in general and about very, you know, specific aspects of it, this is a really great conference to go to. I would say arguably the best when it comes to just being in the room with all the same people that are all doing the same exact aspect of franchising that you are.
Agreed, 100%. A phenomenal conference. And so that rounds out the franchise update conferences, and we will move to talk about franchisors.com conferences, which happen to be my favorite. But Zach, three conferences, March, September, and November. Rundown first, let's start with Unconference. Who should attend Unconference, and what is it?
So Unconference was started about, I think it's going to be 11 years now, and Unconference's main goal is to bring founders and typically CEOs of companies into a more relaxed environment to allow them to network, drink wine, ski, go on whiskey tastings, things like that. Yes, this does sound like a vacation because it kind of is, but at the same time, it is probably the most low pressure conference that I go to every year, mainly because the entire goal is just to kind of relax and talk about business in a more casual way, and it's not really as content driven. There's only about 2 hours of content each morning, so it's two mornings that they have it for. So it's going to be the 11th to the 13th of March this year, and it's in Park City, Utah, which is one of my favorite places in the entire world. And I think it's just a really great place to be able to just be with the movers and shakers in franchising in a very relaxed and laid back environment.
Agreed. And I'll just add, it's a really neat thing. You know, you spend time with folks at conferences, maybe it's over a dinner or maybe it's at a networking event or you're sitting next to them in a session. This conference really kind of paves the way for you to be able to interact with folks. Just imagine sitting on a ski lift or attending one of the other type of kind of relaxed functions that Zach mentioned, and you're able to just interact with folks kind of on a different level. I mean, I know I've heard stories of people literally, whether it's finding connected with a person that becomes a board member of their company, or talking about best practices, or even folks have successfully navigated an exit of their company because someone they met was connected with a group that was interested in maybe buying their company. So there's a lot of high level networking that happens at this event, and it's definitely one of my favorites. And going into the next one, Springboard, Franchise Springboard, it's an event that probably a lot of folks have heard about in the audience and likely have attended, because I think, Zach, what was it? There was almost 500 people at this past Springboard, but mm-hmm. was it around 250 emerging brands that attended this past year? Do you know the number off the top of your head?
Yeah, I think it was something around there, maybe even close to 300. It really was a really big conference. It's gotten bigger and bigger every year, and I think that it's one of my favorite events when it comes to actually networking, for the same reasons that FLDC is great. And that's mainly because it is a very insular and very tightly knit conference where, you know, they aren't all of the food is all going to be in one place and everybody stays at the same hotel. And it just makes it really easy for folks to be able to network and have drinks in the lobby. And it's really, really great to be able to talk to people that are like-minded with you. And in addition to that, I would say that this is probably one of my favorite content-driven conferences that we have every year. Those folks have done a really great job with experimenting with a lot of different types of learning devices that folks within the franchise space don't typically do, in addition to actually taking on some subjects that people kind of toss to the side, or they talk about on a more personal networking level, but not typically on a panel. So it is one of my favorites when it comes to, you know, trying out new things and or learning about things that people really want to know.
Yeah, two quick things to add. One, as Zach just mentioned, it's obviously a really great place where emerging, and even kind of in the name of the conference, it's for emerging and re-emerging brands. And you can go to this conference and the content is phenomenal, but you're learning from established folks that have been there, and from emerging brands who have explosive growth and they're executing extremely well. You're able to learn from these folks, and it is probably the best place on the planet to do so if you're in that category. And the other thing is that all these three conferences, Unconference, Springboard, and Young Conference, which we'll talk about next, there's an accompanying associated app that comes with it. So if you're networking, you meet someone and you left your business cards in the room or whatever it is, you literally can just go to the app and you can search out the person and get all of their contact info. So it obvious, also the event schedule, everything, you get notified on the app. So it just makes it easy. I know a lot of conferences have apps, but I think that it's definitely a value prop even for on the supplier side in terms of being able to see who's attending, get access to their collateral. It's all there in one place. So all these conferences, you for the franchisors.com conferences, you have an app that goes along with it. Up next is Young Conference, which is November of 2020. This past year, we had the first Young Conference. Zach, do you want to throw out a couple of words on Young Conference?
Yeah, this is kind of near and dear to Ryan and I's heart, mostly because we were kind of the people who were the showrunners, so to speak, of this. And it was a passion project that, the folks who founded franchisors.com, Lane Fisher and Brad Fishman, had, and know that they are not brothers. Their names just sound similar. But they had a vision for this, and it was something that they had approached Ryan and I about, about maybe like a year and a half ago now, actually at Unconference for the first time, Unconference 2018. And that is where, a lot of things like Young Conference eventually bore its fruit. And, the first time that we ever discussed going on that crazy bus tour was at that exact same conference. And so a lot of, the ideas and a lot of the things that Ryan and I have done in the past year or so has been through Unconference originally. And Young Conference's main goal is to get the people who are, the younger folks within the franchise space who are typically on the peripherals to be able to find themselves in the same rooms as each other, which doesn't typically happen all the time because they are not normally the people holding the purse strings, so to speak. But we're really talking about more innovative content that is more interesting to folks that may skew a little bit younger, more strategies to doing franchise sales that, our older compatriots may not necessarily agree with. And I think it really was a place for us to try some new things and talk about some new content that had never been done before. And I think that it just really was a little bit more focused on the networking than a lot of other conferences, where especially when for people that are younger, where you're trying to network with a mentor, whereas for this conference, you were really talking to people who were your age, which I think really made a significant difference for me. And Ryan and I really believe that it was a major success for the very first year.
Yeah, adding on to that is I just think it's a really great place. Imagine having the kind of the brightest young minds in franchising. We're as younger folks, we grew up in a different generation, and we have we're kind of closer to a lot of these emerging technologies and all things as such. And so it's just kind of a place where you can sample and learn from the brightest young folks in franchising. So as you plan out your conferences for the next year, definitely think about the one or two or three folks on your team that you think are sharp and along the track of everything digital and development. And so this is a really good place to send your folks that fit that mold. And it's a good place to find great ideas. So having that said, that rounds off the franchisors.com conferences. Unconference is in March in Park City, Springboard in September in Philadelphia, and Young Conference in November. And you can find information on those events at franchisors.com.
And so Young Conference, folks, in terms of when it's happening or where it's happening, you will have to stay tuned on that. But we are still working out the details for that as we speak.
Correcto. So for the next kind of bucket, Zach, let's talk through the MFV events. Who should attend? What are they? And let's just run down really quick the different cities that these expos will be in.
Yeah, folks, so there's kind of a little bucket within franchising, I mean, also known as the trade shows. And so that is going to be your typical You know, when you have a booth at the trade show and you're inviting people to actually come and meet up with you at said trade show, or they're walking the floor. This is primarily how a lot of franchise sales was done back in the day. But I think that the largest company that has had the most success and has the most people is MFV. MFV has been doing it for many, many years, and they have a lot of experience getting incredibly sophisticated people onto the trade show floors with a very diverse set of different brands that are going to be exhibiting at each of these conferences. And they do 5 different events over the course of the year within the United States. They also do events outside of the United States as well, but primarily within the United States, just for the sake of simplicity. There are 5. The first one for the year is coming up from February 20th to 22nd, and that is going to be in Miami. The following month, from March 20th to 21st, that is going to be in Nashville. The largest one by far that they have, which is typically about, I would say it is by far probably about 2 to 3 times the size of any other one that they do, is in New York. And this year, that is going to be May 28th to May 30th. And then they round out the last quarter of the year with a September 10th to 12th trip to Phoenix, Arizona. And then lastly, rounding out that year from October 2nd to 3rd in Houston, Texas. So there are 5 conferences. The IFE, as it is called, is the one that is in New York City, and that is by far the largest one, followed by Franchise Expo South and Franchise Expo West, the ones being held in Miami and Phoenix. Those are the 2 second largest tied. Those are typically about 120 to 150 booths. And then lastly, you have those 2 shows in Nashville and in Houston, and those are typically in between 80 and 100 booths, and those are typically going to be 2-day conferences versus 3.
Well said. I will just add a couple of thumbnails at the bottom of this and just say, kind of as a, I usually attend at least 2 of these a year. I go to the big expo in New York City. I'm trying to find the date of that one. It's May 28th, as you mentioned, Zach, through 30th. In my world as a supplier, and I'm speaking for the suppliers out there, I don't do business with the development arm of franchise organizations, but attending these gives a really good place for you to, you know, your clients are congregating in one place. It's a good place to network. I would highly caution you against walking show floors and trying to go get in front of brands and talk to brands, because they've invested money to attend the conference or the trade show in order to exhibit so that they can talk to prospective franchisees. So unless you have an introduction, be mindful of that. But it is a good place for suppliers to be able to go, you know, just do some networking. And there's also different content tracks kind of break out on the side where folks can lead conversations in terms of having meaningful content for folks. So I don't know the website, Zach. I guess if you just go Google MFV Expos or IFE Expo, you'll be able to find the link to all of these on their website there.
Yes, absolutely.
So, couple other items, Mr. Fishman. First, there's a couple of Franchise Times conference. One little change and kind of update on one of their conferences. And then the last item that I think we can touch on is some of the broker conferences. But for Franchise Times, there was a conference called the Franchise Growth Conference, and it's now called the Franchise Investment Conference. That is in March. March 9th through 11th. It's going to be at the Renaissance Hotel in Dallas. It's right there in the Plano Legacy West area. It's a really, really awesome area. I personally know that hotel. It's not too far from me. It's a really great hotel. I don't know a ton about the conference. I could probably pull up the website and speak to it, but that's going to be in March 9th through 11th. Zach, I'll pull up more information.
So I was going to say, Ryan, I have been to that before, and I know that I mentioned this briefly. I went for the first time last year, and the main goal behind that, folks, is that you as a franchisor are actually going up on stage to actually present really like your brand deck in front of the rest of the crowd. And typically, and the idea is that they're attracting a lot of folks who are bankers and investors and multi-unit owners and things of that nature that are going to be in the crowd. And you're essentially doing your pitch deck, just trying to get people to invest in you. That is what the conference's format was previously. I don't know if that's going to change this year, but from what I understand, I have heard that it's not going to change, but that is typically, Franchise Times is, focus. And primarily that's because, a lot of their, for instance, their rankings are typically driven more by based off of the amount of money that the brand is actually making and not necessarily on as many subjective things. It's a little bit more of an informational type conference where it's very cut and dry. Like, you're trying to look for investors or people that are going to be lending you money to be able to, increase into another SKU or something of that nature. That is what that conference is typically.
You absolutely drilled it. I'm on their website. The Franchise Investment Conference is where franchise owners, operators, lenders, and investors connect. CEOs and CFOs from over 50 franchise companies provide an inside look at their business and investment opportunities, multiple breakout sessions. Format allows for networking and features some keynote sponsors. So you absolutely drilled that. That was exactly what it is. Restaurant Finance and Development Conference. Speak to that, Mr. Fishman. I know you've been to that at least a couple of times. It's going to be November 9th through 11th in Las Vegas. It's actually at the Wynn Hotel, one of my favorite hotels in Vegas. But Restaurant Finance and Development, any thoughts on that one, Zach?
So again, folks, that's going to be a very similar type of investor or person that you're going to find at the multi-unit conference that the Franchise Update media group puts on. And typically this type of investor or this type of person that's going to be attending is you're going to see a lot of investment bankers here. You're going to see a lot of private equity. You're going to see a lot of sophisticated multi-unit owners that are going there. And you're going to see a lot of brands that are going to be attending. As well, to really be in front of these types of people. A lot of deals are done at this conference. It's definitely very, very focused on restaurants, whereas there are a lot of other conferences that may not be, and it may say it in the name, but really it's kind of for title only. This is a perfect example of a place where you're going to see the who's who of folks that are in the food space within franchising, which can often feel like it's its own space. So just beware, it is kind of a different type of person that you're going to see there. And again, that is one of those conferences that it is worth working your way up to a little bit, just because it is kind of a different and more, a more seasoned crowd than you typically find at a franchise conference.
Well said. I attended that one a couple of years in a row back in my previous world, whenever I had the point of sale company, and that was a very accurate summary. So Zach, I think that we've talked through IFA, we've talked through Franchise Update conferences, franchisors.com conferences, MFV expos, and then those last two Franchise Times conferences. I think the only other thing that we haven't really touched on, and maybe you want to give a thumbnail on a couple of the broker conferences, because those are obviously they happen. One just happened, this past week. But do you want to just kind of run down a couple of the different broker conferences for that crowd?
Yeah. So for folks who are interested in learning more about the brokers and the nuances between them, I'm happy to answer any questions that you may have if that's an avenue that you're looking to explore. As Ryan mentioned, we haven't been on the road quite as much, but there have been a lot of people in the franchise space who are probably nodding their head right now that have been already. There have been franchise consulting company and Franchise has already held one of their two conferences that they hold over the course of the year. And there are all the other broker networks or consultant networks, whatever they may like to be called. Actually typically hold either one or two conferences over the course of the year. So that includes, in addition to Franchise and FCC, you're going to see, the Entrepreneur Source, you're going to see FranNet, you're going to see FranServe, you're going to see FBA, the U Network, and you're going to see, there's FranNet as well. There IFPG. Are a lot. IFPG too, there are a lot of them, folks. So it can seem dizzying, but they are really helpful when it comes down to actually networking with the brokers that you're looking to get in touch with that are going to be sending you deals. So they are really imperative to actually attend, which is why that is such a tightly knit community within franchising in the same way that food specifically is as well. The folks who typically do a lot of their sales through consultants or brokers are very tightly knit and are typically quite close with each other just because they're on the road so much together. It really is that place to be able, they're typically pretty fun, pretty exotic places, but at the end of the day, it is the best way to be able to ensure that your brand is being seen and it's being heard. A lot of these networks have a different way of doing their conference to ensure that you're getting the most out of your money. Some of them have you actually do it's kind of like a mini pitch to each of the consultants, and some of them are just trying to just have you drink as much as or as little as you'd like. It kind of depends, but you know, I think that they all have their way of doing it, all to incredible success. So that is something to keep in mind. There's typically about 1 to 2 per year. And if you have questions about those, I'm happy to direct you to each of the folks for each of those respective networks, because I am buddy-buddy with all of them. So happy to do that. And one last thing that I did want to touch on, folks, is that you may be thinking about when it came to MFB, there are a couple other types of trade shows that are out there. Specifically, you're going to see the franchise show, and you're also going to see at Franchise Consulting Company, who is one of those broker networks I just mentioned, also has the Great American Franchise Expo. Those are some other types of examples where there's more of a regional spin on the conferences. So if you are interested in kind of a very specific, sometimes they're often secondary and tertiary markets that those folks are holding conferences in. So certainly explore those if you're looking to not really outlay too much cash, but at the same time want to try and make a stab at, you know, entering in into a market. That's definitely a good strategy. And lastly, food can get pretty specific as well. So there are some food conferences that are out there that are a little bit more off the radar. Most of them are escaping my mind right now because I really haven't been to many, but they are out there. So if you do have questions about those, I'm happy to direct you to the right folks if you guys are interested. There's the National Restaurant Association, Fast Casual, of that good stuff. They all have conferences too. So if you are interested in those, please feel free to let Ryan or I know.
Absolutely. Well, I think that rounds out our kind of all-encompassing overview of all the different franchise conferences out there. As Zach mentioned, if you have any questions on those, one thing that I'll call out for one of the broker conferences, I had it listed here. I didn't call it out, but IFPG's annual retreats, what they call it, but that's going to be October 5th through the 7th in 2020. In Margaritaville Beach Resort. Those folks, as Zach mentioned, are good friends of ours. And so that was one of the other dates that I did have for you on my list here. But I think that rounds out all of the different conferences. We'll do our best to aggregate information in the show notes so that you can be a link away. We appreciate you guys spending the time listening to this. Any parting words, Zach?
I don't think so. Folks, looking forward to seeing everybody out there at the IFA in Orlando. And if you have any questions, again, please feel free to reach out to us. And of course, stay tuned for more podcasts from Ryan and myself. Ryan has done a really great job of setting up some pretty awesome guests at the IFA. And of course, we are going to be having our regularly scheduled content for Millennial Monthly. We're going to have another one will be coming up probably at the very beginning of February. And in addition to that, definitely check out Women in Franchising as well, because I know that Ashley Schutz has been really busy setting up some new folks for that for this year.
Absolutely. Well, thanks, Zach. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And we will see you in Orlando. Cheers.
Cheers.